Chapter 10, Forgiveness. Being a forgiving person was very helpful to me, but at the same time, a stumbling block. It was easy for me to forgive my wife, but it was very difficult for me when I sensed that she did not forgive me right away when I was wrong. I did not understand that asking forgiveness was my responsibility, and to forgive me was on her, much less facing the consequences of my mistakes. My other struggle was forgiving myself. I could forgive my wife very easily, but I was very hard on myself. What God showed me was the fact that I was too proud to admit that I needed so much of His help in my heart. In addition to needing to learn to forgive, I had to ask for help in dealing with my pride because I lacked humility in my life. I realized that my wanting for Angeline to forgive me so quickly was a denial of being guilty and needing to be humble. How far I have come. I am far from believing that there are no more lessons for me to learn, but I can gratefully say that the Lord helped me diagnose that problem in me and get out of denial. I had to accept that it was okay for me to be wrong, to truly ask for forgiveness and truly face my shortcomings. We are all sinners and forgiven when we ask for God's mercy. He is willing to forgive us when we repent. He said, "Ask and you shall receive. Knock and it will be opened. Search and you will find." "Go now and leave your life of sin," Jesus said to the woman caught in adultery. On the cross, referring to mankind, our Lord and Savior said, "Father, forgive them, as they do not know what they are doing." If Christ forgave us, who are we not to offer forgiveness to others? We must then ask ourselves, what kind of sin is greater than that of forsaking the Son of God? Understanding that this is far from promoting or excusing sin. As a couple, we should forgive one another, as we have both fallen short, remembering that we are forgiven by God. Yes, we are all forgiven. "May the one who never sins throw the first stone," said Christ to the Pharisees, and no one could execute her. We should get on our knees and ask forgiveness from God instead of making Him sorrowful twice by committing another sin. In the prayer, "Our Father," that Jesus taught us, we are to ask God to forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. When we forgive, we show that our love for our husband or wife is bigger and stronger than the mistake or fault made. To forgive is to acknowledge that Christ forgave us of a more weighty sin than that of our wife or husband's offense. What a grace it is to be able to forgive. When we forgive, there is a sense of relief and a great joy penetrates us. When we forgive, we have won against the evil that came to destroy us. Forgiving is far from approving of what is wrong. Forgiving is a proof of true love, agape love, the unconditional love. Love does not hold on to anger. To forgive is to understand the limitations of our wife or husband while acknowledging our own. Only God is perfect and has no need to be forgiven. But within earthly family life, there will be ample opportunities to make mistakes. Forgiving is to realize that we are all forgiven. Forgiving is to be imitators of our Father and His Son Christ, our Lord and Savior. Forgiving is to be stronger than our anger. When we choose not to forgive, we are not doing better than those who have forsaken us. Practicing unforgiveness is to refuse forgiveness for oneself. Forgiving is giving a loved one the chance to experience redemption and turn back to God. Let's remember that God loves sinners but hates sin. To forgive is a deliberate decision and commanded by God. When we are wrong, we should be humble enough to ask for forgiveness. Refusing to ask for forgiveness can be a sign of pride. God resists the proud and likes the humble heart. Sometimes it is easier to forgive others than to forgive oneself. We need to accept God's forgiveness and admit that we all fall short. Here is a forgiveness and repentance statement for the husband. "Dear Angeline," in your case, put your wife's name there. "I want to ask forgiveness from you and our Father for all the wrongs I have committed against you. I want to repent and ask the Almighty to help me love you as Christ loved the church. I do not want to repeat the same mistakes I have made in the past. I promise you, I will do all I can to always be available to you, be a servant leader, offer support, cherish you, and listen to your advice. Thank you for being so patient with me. Thank you for forgiving me and giving me another chance to be the husband God wants for you. I love you, your husband, Joseph. Forgiveness and repentance statement for the wife. Dear Joseph, in your case, put your husband's name. I want to ask you and ask God to forgive me for all my mistakes and for all the wrongs I have done to you. Please forgive me. I am so sorry for not being a true helper. I am sorry for not being a submitted wife. I want to repent of all my shortcomings. Thank you for forgiving me and giving me another chance to love you, support you, and be submitted to you as unto Christ. With the help of the Holy Spirit, I promise to be your wife the way God wants me to. I love you. Your wife, Angeline. Now we have some questions and answers. Why should I forgive? First of all, I should forgive because God commands us to do so. Number two, I should forgive because I too want to be forgiven. Thirdly, I should forgive because I have experienced God's forgiveness. Number four, I should forgive because the spirit of unforgiveness is too heavy to carry and I do not want to hurt myself. Number five, I should forgive because it offers my spouse a chance to seek God's redemption. Some questions to ask yourself. What are the areas where I should ask for forgiveness? What are the things that I have done wrong and still do wrong in my marriage? Can I forgive now that I realize that I am forgiven? Am I humble enough to fully accept my wrongdoing? Do I realize that to be forgiven by my wife or husband is a result of grace and does not come the minute I want it? Do I realize that forgiveness is unconditional and does not put the offender on probation? Do I realize that to forgive is once and forever and does not allow me to go back and speculate on it? Do I realize that not extending forgiveness to my wife or husband is like holding them hostage to my sinful nature? Do I realize that to forgive is having compassion? And last of all, who am I not to forgive when I have received even a greater pardon from God through His Son, Jesus Christ? This is the end of chapter 10.